AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Russia's air safety regulator has grounded all Airbus 321s owned by the airline charter jet company Metrojet after one of its planes crashed in Egypt, killing all 224 people on board. Egyptian, Russian, and French aviation experts are at the crash site in Sinai. AP's Merritt Kennedy reports they don't put much stock in a claim by a militant group that it shot down the airliner.
This happened in an area with an active Islamic State affiliate, and the group quickly tried to capitalize on the incident, claiming in a statement posted on social media networks it had shot down the airliner. However, it gave no evidence to support its claim, and there is some skepticism about whether any of its weapons could reach such a high cruising altitude.
Airbus says the plane, built in 1997, had some 21,000 flights. The wife of the co-pilot says he had complained to other family members about the condition of the aircraft. Three other people, including a grandfather and his 10-year-old daughter, are dead. Four others have been hurt after a car slammed into a group of trick-or-treaters before dark yesterday evening in the Bronx. The AP's Michael Balsamo has this from New York.
It appears, based on the information we have from the police, that a driver of a Dodge Charger had careened into this group of pedestrians while they were on a sidewalk and then smashed through a fence in front of a home in the Bronx. The car's left teetering on a brick wall in front of that house.
The driver of the car is one of the four hospitalized following the crash. At least six people are dead in Texas after heavy rain. Some tornadoes hit the state Friday and Saturday. Travis County Emergency Management spokeswoman Lisa Brock says flash flooding killed three people in the Austin area.
Numerous emergency response agencies made many other rescues. So we definitely had a lot of stranded vehicles and people on top of their roof.
This is AP Radio News. Do or die time for the New York Mets after a 5-3 loss to Kansas City to drop 3-1 to the Royals in the World Series. Tom Merriam with more.
The Kansas City Royals are now just one win away from their first World Series championship in 30 years. The Royals took a 3-1 lead in the 2015 series by coming from behind to defeat the New York Mets 5-3 at Citi Field. Kansas City trailed 3-2 going to the eighth inning. Tyler Clippard walked two hitters with one out. Eric Hosmer then hit a ground ball off Jewers Familia that Daniel Murphy misplayed for an error, bringing home the tying run. Mike Moustakas then singled to put Casey up 4-3, and Salvador Perez singled home an insurance run. Closer Wade Davis then snuffed out a ninth inning Mets rally to give the Royals a chance to win the series Sunday night. Tom Merriam, New York.
Did you remember to set the clocks back an hour when you went to bed last night? Daylight saving time over. People in Hawaii, most of Arizona, some U.S. territories didn't have to bother since, well, they don't observe daylight saving time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.